Hello?
Hi, this is Rudy from Opinion Research. How are you doing today?
I'm well.
Today
How are you?
We are talking to people. I'm doing good. Thank you for asking, actually. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues, okay? Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential, but let me ask you, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Where are you calling from?
Well, we are a research, independent research company out of Miami, Florida, but we're running a survey. This is very basic, very general, nothing invasive of your person. This is just the opening question. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I am a female.
Good. And what is the year of your birth?
71.
Okay. And also, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Okay. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. What is your race? Is it white, black, or African-American, American Indian,
white,
or Alaskan Native? Okay, good.
I'm white.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people,
yes,
are you not registered? Okay,
nope,
good.
I'm registered.
How satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
I don't know if that's easy to answer.
Well, to the best of your knowledge, give me an answer, please.
Right now, today, I'm satisfied.
Okay, good, good. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices in this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections with a 10, meaning you are extremely likely to vote, and 5,
yes,
meaning you are neither likely or unlikely to vote? Okay, good. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and 10 means you are extremely motivated.
10 as well.
How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I think maybe a 7.
Okay. Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2, and I'll read them out, okay? What do you say is healthcare, racism and discrimination, immigration, abortion, voting rights and democracy, Israel-Palestine conflict, jobs and the economy, crime and violence, climate change, student loan forgiveness, teaching history in schools, criminal justice reform, police violence, cost of living, and inflation.
Healthcare and abortion.
Healthcare and abortion, okay. Now, we'd like to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale of from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them.
Okay.
You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate so. And I'll just spit them out here. Congressional Black Caucus.
A 5. I guess I don't know. I guess I never thought about it.
Okay. How about Project 2025?
0.
Okay. How about Democrats in Congress?
10.
Okay. How about Joe Biden?
10.
Okay. How about J.D. Vance?
0.
Okay. How about Donald Trump?
0. Is there less than 0?
There's no less than 0. 0 would be the one. But Kamala Harris?
10.
Okay. Moving forward, if the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, a third party of independent candidate, or are you undecided?
Kamala.
Okay, Kamala. And how certain are you that you...
Don't you
Kamala.
Make sure you pronounce it. Kamala.
Kamala.
Yeah.
And how
yeah,
certain
that's
why are
they
you
throw the comma with the la.
Ah, okay. And how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris?
Very certain.
Very certain?
10.
Good. Okay.
Yes.
And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided?
I'm undecided. It depends on what I have to read about them when the voter pamphlet comes out. You generally
but
Democrat,
you had,
but I guess Democrat. If I didn't know who it was, I will default.
The Democratic candidate? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for your answer. Would you say the Democrats in Congress keep all of their promises, some of their promises, only a few of their promises, or none of their promises to Black Americans?
Some.
Okay. Does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress, or does it make no difference either way?
No difference.
No difference, okay. Thinking about your vote for Congress, would you say you are voting for more to elect your preferred candidate and get them into office, or more to vote against the other candidate to keep them out of office?
Not against.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress. 5 means it's neither convincing nor unconvincing. And 0 means it is not at all convincing reasonable for Democrats for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10, okay? And I'll read them.
Okay.
The statement says,
okay.
as our loved ones are aging, we cannot watch them have to choose between the dignity of affording medications and putting food on the table. Democrats in Congress work to cap medical costs for seniors on Medicare, including capping insulin costs at just $35 and making many vaccines free. Is this very convincing reason to vote? Not at all convincing reason?
Very.
How would you categorize it on
ten.
A scale of 0?
Ten.
Okay. All right. The next one reads, when Black businesses do well, they create jobs, generate wealth in their local communities, and make the broader economy stronger. Democrats in Congress work with the Biden-Harris administration to invest billions in Black entrepreneurship and opportunity, leading to Black business ownership growing at the fastest pace in 30 years.
10.
Okay. Everyone deserves to have access to safe, affordable housing. Democrats and Congress worked with the Biden-Harris administration to ensure 8 million American households were able to stay in their homes during the pandemic by providing emergency rental assistance, with 40% of the assistance going to Black households.
10.
Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care. Democrats in Congress have lower health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act of millions of Black families, with 1.7 million Black Americans able to enroll in a marketplace insurance plan in 2023, and the uninsured rate for Black Americans dropping to just 11%.
10.
Corporate greed is driving up costs, with the impact felt most by Black Americans who pay more in junk fees such as overdraft fees and credit card late fees. The Biden-Harris administration is taking action on these predatory junk fees by eliminating unfair banking fees, saving consumers billions, and putting money back in the pockets of Black Americans.
10.
Okay. We need leaders in Congress who will invest in the Black community. Democrats in Congress passed historic infrastructure investments to help build up transportation, assist Black homeowners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit hardest by climate change.
10.
Okay, moving forward. Thinking of the messages you just heard, which of the following statements best describes how you feel? You can select up to 2 options, and I'll read them. They want us to believe that our votes don't make a difference, but our votes are making black lives better. We've made progress, but there is still work to be done this November. We have the power to deliver what our communities need when we vote. We have the power to protect all members of our community when we vote. When we vote for leadership that invests that invests in us, we make our communities stronger.
Okay, that one. And then okay. We have the ability to make our communities better.
Okay, all right. Okay, good. Moving forward, we have just a few more questions to ask you again. As you may know, there will be elections for president in U.S. Congress and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? With a 10 meaning you are extremely likely to vote, a 5 meaning you are neither likely or nor unlikely to vote, and a 0 meaning you are not at all likely to vote.
10. Didn't we cover that already?
Yes, and we're almost done.
Yes.
This is just...
Okay,
okay?
10.
How motivated
sure
are you to vote?
Making sure I'm not crazy, right?
No, you're not. You're not.
They ask the
always get the same reaction. Yeah,
yes.
Right at the very end, they ask you like two or three repeated questions.
Yes.
How motivated
no, okay.
are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? Okay, 10. Good. Sometimes in service, like these people change their mind.
I guess.
They don't.
Well, and they
once
do that
again,
to make sure that you know what your brain is doing and that you stay
exactly.
consistent with your answer. I get it.
Exactly. If the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican
candidate?
Good. All right. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. And politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Good. And how would you describe your employment status?
Self.
Would you say full-time, part-time, temporary,
yeah.
laid off, unemployed?
Full-time. Full-time.
Okay, good. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Okay, good. Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources? Before taxes, your best estimate is fine.
$60,000.
Okay. And aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week? Once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom, never?
Never.
Okay. All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay. I really appreciate
you
taking the time. Have a nice
evening. You have a great night. Bye-bye.
You too, ma'am. Thank you. Bye-bye.